Okay, so we're in Parak Beis in Hilchos Deos, where, as we know, the Rambam here is dealing a lot more with what we would call is the psychology of man, and getting a sense of how to really perfect his traits. And then in Parak Aleph, the Rambam really developed his thesis, the idea of the middle road, which a person has two extremes in, let's say, certain traits. So he should always seek out the middle, and that is the what it called. That's the key part to what it called to Parak Aleph. So in Parak Beis, all right, the Rambam says like this. He says, Parak Beis Halacha Aleph, Chole Aguf To'amim Hamar Matok Motok Amar. Okay, so. And the Rambam does this often, where he uses analogies. He tries to equate, let's say, more abstract personality issues with physical ailments. So when someone's physically ill, so for example, what's bitter tastes sweet to them, and what's sweet tastes bitter to them. Okay. V'yesh min acholim misha misave v'tov l'machalos she'en ruyin l'achila k'gon ha'afar v'pecham v'sonem machalos ha'tovim k'gon ha'pas v'basar. And you even have some people that are so ill physically that they want things, they desire to eat things that are not even edible, like dirt, okay? And they hate good food, like meat and bread, okay? So again, he's just trying to show you have certain extreme examples, meaning you have some people where when it comes to being ill, what should taste one way tastes a different way, like the opposite, to the point where somebody is so extreme that they desire something that's not even edible, okay? Kach b'nei Adam, so too humans, shenafshoseim cholos. Okay, people who have what do you call it? People who have I'd say we'll call psychological problems for now. Okay, misavim ve'ohavim adeos aros. So they desire the evil, bad traits, v'sonam aderech hatova, right? And they hate the right path, u'misatzlam aleches ba. Right, and it pains them, it hurts them, it's difficult for them to follow the proper path. Okay, so what the Rambam is explaining is that, and again, in some sense, he calls the defective personality traits an illness, to the point where you fool yourself, just like when you're sick, like when a person's sick. Okay, and using the Rambam again, using the Rambam's example, when a person's sick, he's convinced himself that what is good for him is eating dirt. Okay. So the Rambam is saying the same thing happens here. When a person is suffering from these types of psychological ailments, the person convinces himself that the bad is actually good for him, right? So the area of taiva, the whatever instinctual gratification he seeks out, is actually healthy for him. Okay. So v'chein Yeshayahu Omer b'anashim alalu. Yeshayahu says to these people, Havei ha'omrim l'ra tov l'tov ra, right? Shemayim choshech l'or v'or l'choshech shemayim. Marla Maslaka Maslaka Mar. Yeshayahu spells it out just like that. Valeim Nemar Ozim Archos Yosher Lechas Barachi Choshech. Right? Now, Umayita Kanis Choli Nefasho. So what's the cure? How do you solve these people who are suffering from these ailments? Yelchu Eitzel HaChachamim. Okay? Now comes the move. They must go to the sages. Okay? Shehein Rofei HaNefashos. Because they are the ones who are the healers of these of the soul. The Yarpu Cholyom Bedeo Shimalamdeno son Ach Yachzirum LeDarach Tova. Okay, so the first thing he says is that the Chachamim, they're the ones who will teach you, right, the proper traits, okay, and teach you how to return to the proper path. Bamakir Bedeo Saro Shalahem Veinam Holchem Eitz LaChachamim. If somebody is aware of the bad paths that the bad traits that they engage in, and don't go to the Chachamim, L'rape Osam, to heal them. Aleim Amar Shlomo, Chachma Musar, Avilim Bezu. Right, so basically, it's condemning. So again, 2 points in Halacha Aleph. Number one, that the same way people suffer from physical sicknesses, where what they convince themselves that what's bad for them is actually good for them, the same thing happens when it comes to Deos. And number two, how does a person solve it? Step one is you seek out the advice of a Chacham, because those are the people that are best trained to identify the problems and to help you cure them. Okay, so Lacha Bezi says the case that he refuasam. So what is this cure, right? What's the cure for these ailments? So mishuhu baal chema. So somebody who is angry. Okay, omer mo lahanig atzmo. Okay, she'im huka v'kolo lo yarkish klal. Okay, now, so let's say someone gets angry a lot. Okay, so what happens is that you teach him to behave in a manner that if somebody, let's say, would hit him or curse him out, you don't feel anything. So you tell him, listen, when someone yells at you, right, train yourself that not to respond to such a thing. Okay, v'yelech b'derech zuzman ruba, and you walk down this path of, let's say, taking the verbal abuse without responding, right, for quite a period of time. Okay. Ad she yisakir hachema belibo, right? Until what's going to happen is, again, it's a form of behavioral therapy. Over time, that anger he used to have will disappear. Okay, vim gova lev. Let's say someone's haughty, right? Egocentric. Yanik atzmo bebizayon harbe. So you train yourself to act, to live, to act in a manner which's very degrading. The yeshiv lamata mina kol, and you sit like below everybody else. You were like clothing that's denigrating, okay? Until what happens? The haughtiness will be driven from your mind, okay? And then you'll return to the middle path, okay? So step one is what do? So like he said in Halach and Parak Aleph, but now a little more detailed, you go to the other extreme. But you have to like force yourself, okay? And over time, when you go to that other extreme, over time, by forcing yourself down that road, it'll naturally remove this defect, this incorrect trait from your system, okay? So again, if you're someone who's very egocentric, act and behave in a manner where you're clearly demonstrated that you're below everyone else in society, and then naturally speaking, the Gova label will disappear, okay? And then you'll start returning to the middle path. When you go to that middle path, then you'll always be able to walk perfectly in the middle. Okay? You do this with all other traits. Okay? So again, so what happens? If you're in extreme A, you force yourself to side B, and then eventually you push yourself back to the middle. Okay? And that's the solution, okay? Okay. Now, so far so good, okay? Halacha Gimel. Now, v'yesh deos, but there are some traits, okay? A few traits. So this is the famous, I don't like to use the word exception, but I would say modification of the law the Rambam stated. There are certain traits, sh'asol adam linik b'hem b'meinonos, okay? There are certain traits where it is prohibited to ever act, to even to be in the middle path of them, meaning you have to be at extreme. El yisrachik mina katza echad ad a katza acher. Rather, you have to actually go to the other extreme and stay there. Okay, so there are certain traits where the middle would be a problem. So what are they? So the first one is the hu gova lev. The first one is haughtiness, egocentricism. She'ein derech hatova she adam ana bilvad. It's not enough just to be humble, because humility would actually be the middle. El she'yesh shval ruach v'yetir rucho nemucha lemod. Okay, rather, he should go to the extreme to the point where his personality one is where he's like very, very low. Okay, not just humble. Okay, humility is almost like a realistic view of the self. Rather, it's to the point where he sees himself as like nothing. That's what it means when it says that Moshe anav me'od. It means that he was very humble. I mean, he wasn't just humble; it was to an extreme. And that's why the Chachamim say a person should strive to be Shval Ruach. Okay? Though it Amro Shekol Mag Bialibo, Kafir B'Iker. And that's why they say someone who's egocentric, it's like he's a heretic to the fundamentals. Shnemar Ramu Vavecha, Beshachachtas Hashem Lakecha. Okay? V'od Amru, Beshmasaman de Isbe Gasas Ruach, Lafila Mixasa. Okay. Now, what's there? V'chena Kas Midarahi, Adam Od. Anger's the same way. Okay, it's a very terrible trait. The royal adam shisrach kemenada katsa acher, and a person should go to the other extreme of anger. The yilaman atzmo shlo yichos afil al davar shroy lichos alav, and really a person should train himself to never get angry, even on something that's justified in getting angry about. But in Parak Aleph, he mentions anger, and you see over there that it's okay that a person should get angry at certain times. It's okay to get angry about certain things. Okay. Just to finish this point, the imratzel hatel emal banav v'nei beso ol atzibur, right? And if he wants to have the people in his house, for example, be afraid, right, of him or on the congregation because he's a leader, v'ratzel lichos alein k'desh yachzel mutzav, And he wants to get angry to angry so that they'll go ahead and what it called and return to the right path. Yira atzma b'fneim shu kois, right? He should appear as if he's angry. Kedei liyasram, right? To give them mussar, right? To straighten them out. But v'tiyadaitum yusheves bein ol bein atzmo ke'adam shu medamek kois b'shas kasav u'ena kois. But he should have control over his emotions. And even though he's presenting himself as being angry, he's not actually angry. Because the Chacham says, someone who gets angry, it's as if he is worshipping idolatry. And they say, so when someone gets angry, if he's a scholar, a sage, his wisdom is sealed off from him. If he's a prophet, he's unable to get prophecy. Right? Right? People get angry a lot, it's like as if they're not even alive. So a person should train himself in terms of anger to behave in a way where he doesn't get affected at all on things that normally would make someone angry. Okay? So for instance, the tzaddik, they'll take abuse but not return it. They do things out of love and are happy when they suffer. Okay, so how do we answer this by anger? Same thing. In other words, he said before that a person, it's the derech emsoi, which he said is the right way to act, is if a person gets angry, there are times where a person should get angry, but here he says anger is the worst thing, you should avoid it at all costs. How do you answer this tension? So I think what the Rambam would say here, I think what he would say is that, in other words, the danger that gova lev and kas, for example, let's focus on kas. Kas is the kind of emotion that when you engage in, overwhelms you. So it's not like something you can dip your toes into. When a person gets angry, often it's a consuming type of anger. You wouldn't say that about being cheap, right? Being cheap isn't a consuming type of emotion, but anger is. So the danger, in other words, it's because there's a certain danger that this emotion has, right, that pulls you, right, to become overwhelmed by it. That's why the Rambam wants you to avoid it at all costs, okay? But at the same time, I don't think he says in Perek Aleph, but again, there is a certain natural self-esteem a person has where you would get angry, right? There are situations where a person would get angry, right? By the way, let's do one more. So Lachadal, the Rambam says, La'olam yarbe adam b'shesika. Okay, so now he moves to this idea, which is that a person should always do his best to stay quiet, okay? V'lo yadaber, right? And he shouldn't speak, Ella obadavar chachma, it's a very interesting idea. So the Rambam says a person should limit his speech to simply things of wisdom or things that are necessary to sustain him, okay, to keep him alive. Okay, why is that so important? Okay, Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu Akadosh Shelo Sach Sicha Betela Kol Yomav. That's what they say about Rav, the student of Rav Yudah Nasi, that he never had a conversation of nonsensical, unimportant things. Vizuhi sichas rov kol adam, but most people talk about nonsense. Okay, v'afilu b'tzarchei guf lo yarbe adam b'varim. Even for physical needs, a person shouldn't speak too much. V'alzet yivu chachamim v'amru kol marbe dvarim maybe chait. A person who talks a lot, right? He comes to sin. V'amru lo matzasi lo guf tov el shesika, right? And a good person, right, is defined by him being quiet. Okay, v'chem b'divrei Torah v'divrei chachma. Even when it comes to words of Torah and wisdom, you divrei adam atim v'naneim rubim. You should speak a little bit, but your ideas should be great. Meaning, there should be much depth to what you say. That's why it says a person when he teaches his students, he should teach it in a very brief way. Meaning, he shouldn't give a long shir; he should give a precise shir. Right? But if the words are a lot and the ideas are small, hariz esichlus. This is stupidity. And that's what Shlomo means in that pasuk.